Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History from the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, August 11, 1849, the Barbadian newspaper reported on court cases involving theft from shipwrecks in Barbados. The day prior, court was in session, and the defendant was a black man by the name of Kwashi Aline. Kwashi was being accused of having stolen items from a vessel called the Rose, which had been wrecked earlier that year along Cobbler's Reef. One of the witnesses called to testify was Police Officer Shepherd. He noted that on the day in question, he saw Mr. Aline with a pair of black trousers, which he put on once entering the water. This prompted Shepherd to search Mr. Aline and found a cotton handkerchief and a pair of cotton stockings. These goods were later identified by the owner as those which went down with the ship. As a result of this testimony, Kwashi was found guilty by the grand jury. Interestingly enough, he was not the only man who was found guilty of stealing from a shipwreck. The loss of ships along the southeastern coast was not a rarity. In fact, 5 years before, in June 1844, the Barbadian had reported the loss of yet another ship which ran ashore along the infamous Cobbler's Reef, which claimed many vessels each year. The cause was the absence of a lighthouse, which was needed to guide captains along the rocky water's edge. It was this frequency of wrecks which no doubt prompted the erection of South Point Lighthouse in 1852 and the Ragged Point Lighthouse in 1875. As for some of the other men accused, John Fields reportedly stole candles, while Joseph Davis stole a bottle of perfume worth 2 shillings. Charles Thomas was found guilty of larceny of 4 merino vests from another shipwreck, that of the Milford. Each of these individuals was sentenced to 6 months imprisonment with hard labor. What was particularly noticeable was that each of the individuals accused was black. With just 11 years having passed since the end of slavery, not much had changed for the average Afro-Barbadian who turned to appropriation of goods from the vessels. As such, one can reason that poverty and desperation were commonplace among the masses, so indicated by the appropriation from shipwrecks along the treacherous Cobbler's Reef on this day, August 11, 1849.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.